With the support of Republican Governor Jim Pillen, a bill in the Nebraska unicameral legislature would change the Cornhusker state's electoral vote apportionment system. Currently, Nebraska allows each of the three congressional districts to carry their own electoral vote. The bill, if passed, would change to the more common winner-take-all option. Nebraska and Maine are the two states where presidential candidates win two electoral votes for clinching the statewide tally and one for each carried congressional district. The move would help Donald Trump in this year's presidential race because he is a lock to win the state, but is the underdog in the Omaha-anchored 2nd congressional district. Though Republicans have a large majority in the ostensibly nonpartisan state Senate, there is no guarantee the votes will be present to change the system. Doing so, however, would likely deliver an important electoral vote for the Trump candidacy. After seeing polling showing GOP former Governor Larry Hogan well ahead in Maryland Senate general election pairings, Goucher College, partnering with Braun Research and the Baltimore Banner digital news source, finds Mr. Hogan leading both U.S. Representative David Trone and Prince George's County Executive Angela Alsobrooks, but not by the margin seen in other recent surveys. According to Goucher, Mr. Hogan leads Congressman Trone 43-42% and 44-40% if Ms. Alsobrooks were the Democratic nominee. Still, as found in other polls, Mr. Hogan holds an extremely high favorability rating, 63-30% favorable to unfavorable, but it does not translate into votes as it does in other surveys. It appears that all votes have finally been counted in California's open 16th congressional district, and the long-anticipated result for the second general election qualifying position has apparently ended in a tie. Both San Mateo County Supervisor and former State Senator Joe Simidian and Assemblyman Evan Lowe each have an unofficial 30,249 vote tally. If this result becomes final, both men will advance into the general election against Democratic former San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo, who long ago secured the first qualifying position. This would lead to a three-way general election among a trio of Democrats, a rarity in a top-two jungle primary system. The political playing field is now set for the June 25th Colorado special election to replace resigned GOP Congressman Ken Buck. Late last week, the Republicans chose a caretaker candidate, that is, one who will not run for the regular term, in the person of ex-local mayor Greg Lopez. Democrats then countered in their special nominating committee with speechwriter Tricia Calvarisi, who is a former Bernie Sanders intern. The fourth is the strongest Republican district in the Centennial State, so the GOP should easily win the special election. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.